To Hell and Back by Audie Murphy. Copyright 1949 by Audie Murphy. Copyright 1977 by Pamela Murphy. This unabridged recording of the reading of To Hell and Back was published by arrangement with Henry Holt & Company, Incorporated, and was produced in 1998 by Blackstone Audio Books, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Books. This book is read by Tom Parker. To Hell and Back by Audie Murphy. Dedication. To Private Joe Sager, killed in action on the Anzio beachhead, January 1944, and Private Lattie Tipton, killed in action near Ramatoi, France, August 1944. If there be any glory in war, let it rest on men like these. Chapter 1. On a hill just inland from the invasion beaches of Sicily, a soldier sits on a rock. His helmet is off, and the hot sunshine glints through his coppery hair. With the sleeve of his shirt he wipes the sweat from his face, then with chin in palm he leans forward in thought. The company is taking a break. We sprawl upon the slope, loosen the straps of our gear, and gaze at the blue sky. It is my first day of combat, and so far the action of the unit has been undramatic and disappointingly slow. Just trust the army to get things fouled up. If the landing schedule had not gone snafu, we would have come ashore with the assault waves. That was what I wanted. I'd primed myself for the big moment. Then the timing got snarled in the pre-dawn confusion, and we came in late, chugging ashore like a bunch of clucks in a ferry boat. The assault troops had already taken the beach. The battle had moved inland. So for several hours we have tramped over fields and hills.